Big Hurt Weird Adventures. And welcome to another episode of Big Heck Weird Adventures. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, the one, the only, Mr. Fast and Furious himself, a.k.a. your messiah of anime, Big Heck. Now, today's episode is a little bit special. It's kind of what we did like the last time when it was me and the good brother Wade. Good brother Wade is currently on the road, driving down to Florida with the one and only, the magnificent Beetlejuice. So, we are currently doing an OTR episode. That's right, unfortunately, because I am super busy this weekend. But I didn't want to leave you guys out with nothing. I am on the road at the moment, driving. And I'm going to give you my review of Godzilla vs. Kong. Now, if anyone knows, this has actually been one of the most anticipated films for myself coming out this year for 2021. I'm a huge Godzilla fan, been a massive fan since I was a kid of the MonsterVerse. I had to watch this film. So, I have been working since 3 o'clock in the morning to 3 p.m. in the afternoon for a little bit of time now. And when I got to work, I actually had the opportunity to watch the film while I was doing my work. More watch than work at that point, but no one told anyone anything that who listens. So, this film picks up a few years after the events of Godzilla King of the Monsters, where Godzilla is able to, you know, he's killed King Ghidorah, and, you know, the monsters have gone back into, like, I guess a hibernation state. So, I'm going to give you a spoiler-free review. This is basically just my input on it. I thought the film was fantastic. Honestly, we did a lot of the animation as far as regards to Godzilla and Kong himself. It was spot on. I loved it. I thought the addition of Gia, the little girl who was able to speak in sign language to Kong, was great. It gave Kong a more, I don't know, I just felt like there was a more relatable feeling to it. The action on it, between these two titans going at it nonstop, oh my god, the action was amazing on this film. Like, honestly, I was taken back by how good it was. Now, there is a big baddie. I mean, it pretty much got leaked all over the web. It's been leaked since, you know, the Funko Pops and the leak, you know, the scenes in the trailer. I mean, shit, it was in the first Easter egg of, it was like the very first Easter egg in the first trailer we saw, you know, when it came out. So, Mechagodzilla is obviously in this film. Now, for me, I'm a little taken back by the design of Mechagodzilla. I thought it could have been something a little bit more menacing. It didn't have to look so mechanical. It's definitely like a, I want to say this should have been honestly like a prototype of what the actual Mechagodzilla is. So maybe that's what this is, and, you know, Legendary and everyone else, we're probably going to get another film. I'm hoping we get another film. So that's definitely one thing that I was a little taken back with. And again, it's a nitpick. It's really a small nitpick, and that's only because I've seen, you know, the older Godzilla films, and I've seen the revisions that they've done since the initial one. Now, let's be honest. We saw what the first Mechagodzilla looked like all the way back in the day, and every time they came out with a new version, he got more menacing, more beefier, more polished off, and definitely deadlier every single time they created a Mechagodzilla. It's just, that's what it is. This is an anti-Godzilla machine. This one just didn't, it just didn't look what it should have been. It was very boxy and squared off, and I really don't know what the initial vision for this was. Now, the whole concept of how they developed Mechagodzilla and what they used for him, I thought it was very interesting. But they definitely left out some very key points of what they could have done. Especially, like, if you wanted to tie in all the way back to the first Godzilla, there were so many ways that you could have popped in things from there. And I mean, to be honest with you, me, myself, I would have loved to see them do, like, what is the word I'm looking for here? I would have loved to seen them do, I guess, like, an homage or, like, a playback to, like, one of the older Godzilla films where Mechagodzilla was actually designed to look like a clone of the original. I would have loved to have seen that and then seen the two Titans, you know, the Mechagodzilla and Godzilla himself go at it, and then he just starts chipping pieces of the skin, and then to find out it's a fake, that would have been awesome, like, throwback to play back to the original film. But there were some other Easter eggs that you've seen in the film when, you know, doing the fight scene between Godzilla himself and Kong. They did that very, very well. If you know the films, you've seen the spots that they did. And I gotta say, and overall, I give this film, I'm gonna give it a solid 8 out of 10. Now, the craziness is that everyone says that Godzilla King of the Monsters wasn't that great. It didn't do that well in the box office, which is true. It didn't. It really didn't. But I have to tell you, from my personal standpoint, I loved Godzilla King of the Monsters. And the reason for that was you did so much with the actual Titans. So much. Like, it was just insane. You went from everything from, you know, the you know, Monarch is basically, they're incubating Mothra and they're trying to get her to hatch, to them actually having Monster Zero, aka King Ghidorah, entrapped in ice. Like, that was insane to me. And then all of a sudden, Ghidorah gets out and belts out this alpha call, and all of the Titans all over the place started coming. They start awakening and they start coming out. I personally didn't realize how many Titans are actually in the MonsterVerse. Some of them may be new, but even playing back to some of the old ones, like, oh my lord, I didn't realize how many there were. So that's why I really did love King of the Monsters. I thought it was great. You know, and with that being said, I did enjoy this film very much. I thought it was great. Again, solid film. I give it an 8 out of 10. If I have to rank the If I have to rank the MonsterVerse movies in any particular order, honestly, I can put Godzilla vs. Kong at 1, King of the Monsters at 2, Godzilla at 3, and then Kong at 4, Kong Skull Island. And it's only because I wasn't a big fan of Kong Skull Island. The only reason why I enjoyed it as much as I possibly even did was because of the simple fact that they did a lot of key things in a sense of unraveling the, I guess, history and origin with some of these monsters. You know, like, that's the one thing I can give them when it came to that film. I've always been, and that's, you know what, honestly, my review is biased when it comes to Kong Skull Island, and even my ranking. I've always been a more of a Godzilla fan than I was a Kong fan. And let's be honest, Kong hasn't always had the best films. I mean, if you want to take a playback to King Kong and what was that, back in 2003 with Jack Black in it, where he's the actual filmmaker. God, that was awful. Even the CGI and everything, and it was terrible. You know, and I mean, you know, one could say that Godzilla's had some pretty bad films, but if you think about it, in actuality, back in the day in Japan, you're talking about like in the late 60s, it was really a guy in a costume, you know? So we've gone from someone in a costume, we've gone from someone in a costume to actual like full-blown CGI, and it's just Legendary's been doing it great so far. I'm super excited to see where the storyline is gonna go. I'm a little bummed there's no, this is the one spoiler I will give you guys. There is no end credit scene or cut scenes or anything like that after this film is done wrapping. So once the film is done, you can just pretty much cut it off from there. There's no Easter eggs that I found at the end of this film or anything like that. So there's also that. And that's it, guys. You know, hurting. I'm currently on my way to work. I just wanted to give you guys this really quick review. I'm excited to see what the future of the MonsterVerse holds for us because, as great as this film did do, there's a lot more that they could have done, and I feel like they were holding back and possibly giving us more. So, guys, thank you for taking the time to listen to me rant and rave, you know, rant and, you know, rumble and ramble on about this film. Don't forget, you guys can find us on all types of social media. We're available on Instagram at Big Heck Wade Adventures. We're on Twitter at Big Heck Wade ADV. You guys can find us on Facebook at Big Heck Wade Adventures. We do have a Twitch channel, which we're going to start using. We're going to start playing on there a bit. Guys, give us a little bit of time. I apologize. You know, it's been a little hectic lately. Also, don't forget, we do have a TeePublic. We have our own merch store at teepublic.com/BigHackWade, where you can get some loud, you know, some lavish looking t-shirts, hoodies. You can get coffee mugs. Oh, and let me not forget, guys, we also part of an amazing network called the Fourth Wall Pop Network, where we like to hashtag make it pop, where you can find some other amazing podcasts on there, like New Normal Wrestling, which is Brother Wade is part of. What is it? Pop Sports Shorts, The Crossroads with Dusty Dave, Getting Grilled, and there's so many others that we're gonna have coming on. So guys, really quick, I gotta wrap this up because I gotta run in. We're gonna end this episode like we end all of our episodes, and that's with a peace, a salute, and we're out. Later.